Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. Thanks for listening. We enjoy that about you. Right, Drew?
Yeah, we do.
All right. I want to thank this show is sponsored, MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code ADS, ButcherBox, promo code ADS, TheraWorks, Relief.com, and TrueCar.com, and you can download Pluto TV, all your favorite devices. Well, hey, Drew.
Hey, now.
I came up with something that I sort of liked.
Yeah?
You know, I was impressed with myself.
Okay.
Last week, I was with Dennis Prager,
guy
I'm a fan of, and I was doing...
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Happy Halloween.
Go ahead.
I was... we were doing a Tucker Carlson show that came out here, and they shot out the car.
You had
museum.
Him on the ACS, too, right? Didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. I find him to be very likable.
Yeah.
I'm always fascinated in a super devastated sort of way. When people, I get that you cannot see eye to eye with Tucker Carlson or see eye to eye with Dennis Prager, but to call them despicable people, that's a weird thing to me because they're both very gentle, friendly, kind of gregarious. They're almost sort of the same guy. They laugh a lot. They're sort of helpful. You know, I said to Dennis Prager, like, my son, he doesn't know how to make a tie. I don't know how to make it. He's like, I'm going to teach your son to make, like, not brooding and plodding and irritable and weird, just gregarious and outgoing and family-oriented. And
this is a new thing of demonizing people. It's a new thing.
All these guys do is sort of pay taxes and take care of their families. I don't know when they turn into bad people.
It is a primitive thing.
Primitive.
Yeah,
yes.
Demonize people that you disagree with. That's tribalism at its worst, right? Because just beneath that is they're not human, right? And 1936 Germany taught us how that goes. You can't let that happen. You can't do that. If you're somebody who hates somebody for their belief system or their point of view, it's you, man. That's a problem with you. If you are dehumanizing somebody because unless that person is advocating something inhuman, I mean, just because you don't agree about getting to the same place the same way, that makes you not human. That's a pretty fucked up attitude.
Well, you're taking the leap to not human. It makes you bad and dangerous. And if
I'm
saying
it's not far to from inhuman.
Well, it's kind of whether you're a feral wolf with rabies or you're just a bad person who means harm to bring harm to others, either way, you need to be stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a pretty simple math, which is also pretty effective because if you want to go on Dennis Prager's radio show and debate him on the merits of whatever the topic that you disagree on, you're going to have a hard time winning that argument. And I would probably say the same about Tucker Carlson. You're going to have a difficult time winning a debate where you don't evoke a bunch of, you know, oh, he's evil or he's misogynist or he's whatever. If you want to just do it on the merits of the argument, then that's a calorie burner for you. There's a handful of guys that I would not want to engage in that way. And
I would be interested in hearing somebody engage.
I would be absolutely interested.
If they would literally come from a place of data and point of view and some knowledge base.
Yeah, but who wants to – first off, it's a big, big calorie burner to go in and school up Ben Shapiro. Mm. That's a huge calorie burner.
Yeah.
And good luck.
Yeah.
I don't know that you're going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
He has a lot of information, and a lot of it would fly in the face of whatever you're feeling. And
well,
you're not going to win it from that standpoint.
He also insists on an internally consistent logical argument that within his system of arguing, you can't beat him. So he doesn't step outside of it at all, which is interesting.
Well, so all I'm saying, all I was going to say is I was spending some time with Dennis and Tucker, who I find they're both religious, I think. I'm an atheist. We have very different backgrounds, but I find them to be pleasant, almost always in a jovial mood, and just people that sort of put a smile on your face because they're always laughing, always seem to be positive, always what have you. And they, when I did the show, they said, like, you know, well, what happens? And people are coming at you, calling you a racist or misogynist or homophobic or whatever. Like, where's this end? Like, how do we stop this? And I said, well, I listen to both you, and, you know, Dennis will say, I am a godfather to a child of a gay couple. I love the gay couple dearly. Because of my religious beliefs, I don't believe in marriage between same-sex couples, but I have nothing against, you know, gay people. I have many gay friends. And then, you know, Tucker Carlson will say, you know, look, I'm not xenophobic and I'm not racist. I want a secure border. There are many fine Hispanic people. I'm not, this is not an indictment of Hispanic. And I said, let's stop starting every conversation with, I'm not a racist. It's insane. Of course you're not a racist. Of course you're not homophobic. Of course you're not what fill in all the whatever labels, but let's just stop getting out of the habit of having to explain that we're not misogynist before we weigh in with an opinion or homophobic or xenophobic or, you know, Islamophobic or whatever it is. Let's just give our opinion.
What'd they say to that?
I think they said it was a good idea because it's so effective.
It's so effective
that you have to do it now, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's insane that you have to go, I'm not anti something insane.
Yeah.
And then you get to give your opinion.
Yep.
I said, let's just stop that. Let's just say our opinion.
Well, you know, California is unraveling now, and we've emptied the prisons, and we've called now prisoners clients. They're no longer convicted felons. They're clients. And
well, our mayor said they deserve our gratitude.
They deserve our gratitude, and they deserve to be rehabilitated, even the career criminals. And so we've gone from overflowing the prisons to having not enough people in the prisons that should be there. And what I find super fascinating about the fact that crime is dramatically rising in California and the homeless thing is out of control and the drug addiction is out of control, the school-to-prison pipeline rhetoric just went away, just vanished.
Oh, yeah.
Gone. Now that they've school-to-prison-to-street or whatever they're doing, I don't know what they're doing, but it's now – I mean, it's just unbelievable in this day what's happening.
Well, what we do in California is we like to reverse engineer everything with a super retarded slide ruler, which is
backward slide ruler.
Yeah, we go, hey, if there's a ton of homeless people, then we need more housing, and it's got to be cheap. And they go, well, if more black kids are being disciplined and being suspended from school, then we need to stop disciplining those kids. No, we need to find out what the origin of them acting out is. And if there are any wrongdoers in the system, we need to weed them out. But we need to figure out why they're acting out.
And help them treat them.
And
yeah.
Help them and treat them, yeah. Not announce that there will be no more suspensions. That's a reverse treatment that is not going to help anybody. And or if prisons are overcrowded, well, then we need to let people out of prison earlier. Again, while arguably effective, yep. I mean, you can go, yep. Well, if young black youth are being suspended at twice the rate of their Asian counterparts or their white counterparts, then stop suspending young black males. You go, okay, well, that would technically solve the problem of young black males being suspended from schools.
That is the thinking that did the prison unraveling and has the homeless situation out of control. So that exact thinking.
Of course.
And so, it will, fine, but now what? Now what
it will exacerbate the problem.
Right, so now what?
It's basically like saying, we inspected the houses in your neighborhood, and 90% of them are riddled with termites.
Stop inspecting.
No more inspections.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on. Problem solved. I mean, that's how the governor of California would solve the termite problem.
Correct.
He would announce no more inspections.
And that is what we have done. And now now we're at the point where the second floors are collapsing in.
That's right.
And now what? What's the plan now? That's fine. We didn't do the termite
inspections.
Got to
move to Texas.
Now what? Well, maybe.
And pack your MyPillow, baby.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Folks at MyPillow said they're going to change your life, and it is life-changing. Stays cool all night long. No more 3 a.m. Wake-ups and flip-overs on the cool side. No more fluffing. This thing is a game-changer. Keeps its shape. Toss MyPillow in the washer and dryer. It's like new, man. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty, and it's all made in the U.S. of A. I'm such a patriot, I had of in front of A. MyPillow.
You're a nationalist.
Oh, this thing is it's a game changer. I love it. MyPillow.com. Click on the buy one and get, they have a special buy one, get one free. Use the code ADS for your free pillow. Try it out. Regular price. Plus, when you buy one at regular price, you get free shipping. Take advantage of their best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the buy one, get one free special. Enter the promo code ADS. I was on the subject. Let's see. Is Elizabeth from Wisconsin?
Yeah, I want to talk to her.
I talked to her. Is she on four?
Yeah.
Elizabeth?
Yes.
What's going on?
I am calling because I know you have done talks about some of the massive problems with Instagram.
I have.
And
I have discovered the source of space.
I have Instagram? Do you have Instagram?
Maybe it's me. Yeah, I do. What about it? Go ahead. Keep going.
So there is harassment and cyberbullying going on, and it's been talked about lately a lot. The Atlantic just did a big article on it.
On Instagram.
But I think that on Instagram mm-hmm. and Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the source is being missed. There are literally Facebook groups and Instagram direct messages groups being formed for the sole purpose of finding a victim of the day and maliciously attacking that victim.
Well, I think those kinds of groups look for people like me and Adam.
Oh, really?
They look for sort of
public
figures.
I don't have either one of those things.
No, I know, but they look for public figures, not like they're going for 14-year-old high school, you know, kids.
No, but I'm not a public figure. I'm just a mom, and I wrote a children's book, and
well,
I got
figure.
Invited into one of these groups just for the sole purpose of attacking me, and I'm not anyone.
Hey,
you wrote a book that you had the temerity to write a book. How dare you?
What was your book?
My book wasn't even published yet.
Well,
they found me before it was even published.
Yeah, but can I say this, Elizabeth?
Mm-hmm.
The thing about the attack and everybody's vulnerability to these attacks, it all starts with you entering the house that says free candy. Like, you are walking into this place.
I mean, by even having a Facebook account or whatever. Is that what you mean?
And I get that it's a business and you want to spread the word and there's stuff out there and I send out tweets and that kind of stuff. But the first things first is you are – everybody who engages in this is signing up for this potential.
Yes.
And I don't know why, but it appeals to a wiring. And it appeals to a wiring. You know, we talk about all roads leading to narcissism. Mm-hmm. But when they say, oh, hey, Drew, oh, they were just talking about you on that other road. Oh, you don't, you want to know what they're saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like you're, now you're in.
Yeah.
Now you're in,
that's
right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. And if you can say, no, I don't want to know what they're saying, then you can, I'll talk about what Drew's looking at a book right now. It made me laugh. But so part of it, we're not going to be able to stop people from saying horrible things about you or me or Drew, but what we can do is not have you seek it out.
Not read it.
And engage in it or have it become a part of your life. And that's the new training. It's like, I don't think I'm going to be able to talk my kids out of anything other than how to regulate themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's a don't go to your computer, don't sign up for this, or don't look on that. It's just you don't – if somebody says, hey, Drew, or hey, Elizabeth, or hey, Adam's a douche, want to know why, don't click on why.
Yeah. I agree with you. However – go ahead, Elizabeth.
Oh, I was going to say the same thing. I do agree with you, but to a point. When you are – you know, in my case, I am selling a book, and when I have shops contact me, podcast reporter contact me, and a local newspaper contact me and say, hey, whoa, you know, we're getting these hate threat messages regarding your book. I thought your book's only on presale. What's going on? I do have to step in and respond.
And I was going to say, it's also hard when you...
Doesn't she sound like a narcissist? Doesn't it sound like what I'm talking about? Like, I have no idea. You write a kid's book? Who gives a shit about a kid's book? Anyone? Here's how easy it is to write a kid's book. One of my mom's friends wrote a kid's book.
Maybe we ought to learn what's going on in the kid's book, what the kind of kid's book.
I can't imagine. What's going on in the kid's book?
What's the topic that they find so objectionable?
So what the story is about is a little girl that has everything. So when it comes to her birthday doesn't feel special because she's so used to having everything. So she throws her dress in the garbage. It gets donated to a local children's shelter. And when the child goes to their forever home, the dress travels with. So the dress literally gets to travel the world. There's pictures of it dancing at Disney and making the guards laugh at Buckingham Palace and so on. And at the end, this traveling dress teaches the little girl the lesson of sharing and friendship. So it's a simple story.
Yeah, doesn't sound controversial.
It includes what's being attacked is they're saying that I'm exploiting children and that I'm making fun of orphans. I have an adopted child myself, so I think a forever home is a beautiful thing. We use that term in our home. So it's just attacking, I think, for malicious intent.
Well,
you're
going to have to buck up, I guess, if you're going to fight this fight.
I don't even know what this is. I'm confused by this entire thing. Elizabeth, what do you – I don't know. Who gives a shit? Don't engage with these people.
Yeah, that's what you have to do.
I agree. Don't engage. But I would like to try to get legislators to realize that we have to give some teeth to the law. You know, last year in 2017, there was a case on Instagram and Facebook where they were changing pictures and a mom was tucking her daughter in a grave.
Right, right.
Those things should not be allowed.
All right, so look, go to DC.
What happened?
No. I'm sort of in this space a little bit. Go to dcakids.org, okay? Go to dcakids.org. The woman that runs that is a woman named Lisa Stroman. She's a psychologist and attorney. She is a wealth of information in this area. Line up with dcakids.org. They can help you. But there's an interesting here.
What happened with the grave?
I don't know. Kids are, because of moms manipulating behind the scenes, kids have killed themselves. I mean, it's been bad. Like, horrible stuff has happened.
What do you mean because of moms manipulating behind the scenes?
There have been adults involved in some of the perpetration of the bullying. But people are well aware of this stuff. This has been going on for a while. But let me tell you something. The one thing that interests me is I do agree with her that there needs to be some sort of – somebody has to stand up and make it their business to just push back on some of this stuff a little bit. And I told my son when he gets out of law school, the word – apparently the word quack has a case history associated with it where doctors can sue for large sums of money if somebody calls them a quack because it dramatically affects their potential to affect their reputation and their income.
Mm-hmm.
And so I told him, I said, first order of business when you get past the bars, we're going to go after these people. I'll just keep compiling them, and then you're going to go sue them all. No big deal. And then that'll be that. And yeah. And then we will have some case law, you know, where people can sort of define what the liability is in social media.
Oh, people are calling you a quack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, so sad.
Look, it's just the point is somebody's got to push back on this stuff.
What are these two? Facebook and what's the other one? Instagram? Do I have both those things, Gary?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Somebody answers for me?
We take care of it.
Thank you. I don't know. How much you want to know about people? I'm not that interested. I like car stuff. You're getting into car stuff, Drew. Everyone needs to get into car stuff. Speaking of cars, True Car. Oh, yeah. MSRP. You might know what it stands for, but what does it mean? Same goes for invoice, list price, dealer price. Can be confusing. Introducing True Price from True Car. Know exactly what you'll pay, including fees and accessories, before you get to that dealership. You know your true price is a great price because True Car shows you what other people paid for the exact same car you're looking for, and you can compare it. Apples to apples. Certified dealers set their price competitively so they can win your business. So when you're ready to buy new or you're ready to buy used, you visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states, but I bet you don't live in one of those states. Let's go with the best. Let's go with True Car. All right, Drew.
What was that book you were looking at?
Oh, I was laughing because I was talking Gary or maybe Matt, or you can hit up Max Zapata, but on my show last week, I was showing a clip of Bill Maher's show. And he was introducing the panel, and he had the introducing his panel 2 weeks ago, I think it was. And one guy was a professor from Princeton. He was a gentleman of color, and he'd written a book about, you know, being black in the age of whatever in America and racism, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I was just watching it. I laugh at all the guys who write books about racism in 2018. Because, I don't know. I think it basically doesn't exist. But they make money off it, so I get it. And I was laughing at it, I was picturing David Alan Greer's dad who wrote the book Black Rage.
Oh, that's right.
And he was a professor, and he wrote it. This guy was a professor, and he wrote the book 50 years ago.
David's dad.
And now it's 2018. There's some other jack off writing a book about the black man's. Like, it's been 50 years, really? Can our children expect another 50 years of you guys fucking writing books about slavery? Let's just turn the page, as I like to say.
Dad was a psychiatrist.
Oh, he's a great, great man. Do you have the clip, Gary?
Sorry. We're pulling it up right now.
To the intrepid
black brother, keep on keeping on. I didn't even know. It's dedicated?
Yes, the book is dedicated.
You got to keep on keeping on. Now, the professor from Princeton who wrote the book on Maher was 4 years old when this book came out, but I guess he kept on
keeping on.
Keeping on.
What's the date on that? What's it say? 68, right?
Oh,
68. Yeah. Dag's dad wrote that.
To the intrepid, is it just me or does the lowercase t and the lowercase r look almost exactly the same in that particular?
Yeah.
I mean, there's less than a 64th of an inch worth of difference in evidence. This is the same.
You have to know you're reading the word intrepid, otherwise it looks like in repid.
Right. You got to keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
I don't write any words in lowercase where there's a T and an R.
In other words, the top of the T above the cross of the T is chopped
You've
off.
Never seen two letters look closer in print that weren't. All right, sorry.
So this is the guy from Maher?
Oh, well, they'll set him up. Okay. Go ahead. You'll just hear it.
He's a professor of religion and African-American studies at Princeton University. His latest book is Democracy in Black, How Race Still Enslaves the American Soul. Eddie Glaude, Jr., great to see you.
Keep on keeping on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A little different than Dag's dad's thing.
Thank you, Drew.
Thank you. Thank
so,
you.
It's so important that you make distinction. Hey, did you expect the exact same title? Or?
I was relieved to see some evolution. That's what
no,
I'm
there's
saying.
No evolution. It's another guy talking about racism trying to make money.
ButcherBox.
He's a professor at Princeton. Like, oh, yeah.
ButcherBox delivers healthy, 100% grass-fed and finished beef, free-range organic chicken.
The best.
Heritage bred pork directly to your door on a monthly basis. Tell them about the heritage bred breed pork, Adam. It's real pork.
It's old school. It's the stuff you enjoyed when you were a kid. For me, it'd be at someone else's house, but I still enjoy it. And then it's not the new dry stuff that from the 90s, the other white meat.
All humanely raised, never given antibiotics or hormones. Tastes amazing. I love ButcherBox. I crave more. Please send me more. Huge difference in flavor between animals raised on a pasture and those fed grain in concentrated feedlots. And we have a special offer until December 1st. New subscribers get $20 off and free bacon for life. Think about that. That's insanity. But just by going to butcherbox.com, clicking the banner, enter the code ADS, boom, bacon for life. That's
boom,
it.
Bacon.
Free shipping anywhere in the U.S., except it's the continental United States, no Alaska, Hawaii. And no commitment. Cancel easy anytime. It is ButcherBox. Go get it.
All right. I'm going to talk to Line 6.
Tim.
Tim, 30.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Simon.
What's going on?
I had a question about Adderall and the addictive quality of it, and if it could, you could be addicted to Adderall.
Yes, I've seen a number of cases.
Okay,
is that for ADD?
My wife has been distributing erratic behavior for months now, and family and friends have been afraid. And you know, she actually just got arrested for domestic violence, and I'm looking for her pills, and she was significantly short.
Right. So that's the deal. That's a very that's exactly how I
domestic
usually
domestic violence against you?
Yes.
I'm sure.
Sorry for the noise you tried to make.
I mean, I was just like, I'm sure that's what it was. But I've seen a number of these cases. Usually they're using something else also, like cannabis and alcohol or back and forth. And the Adderall is what causes the paranoia and the crazy thinking and makes them really difficult to treat. Just like every stimulant, when you use a lot of stimulant, it's like, you know, like methamphetamine, this dextroamphetamine, when used regularly in large quantities, has a similar effect. And so, yeah, you got to get on this. You got to call the doctor who's prescribing it, and it is his or her responsibility to get on this.
And then I did that, and my wife has claimed that she switched to an antidepressant, and now she's all better, but I feel like it's not that easy of a fix.
Well, the paranoia from the stimulants can last weeks or months, so it certainly can get a lot better if they're properly treating them. There's a number of things that can reduce some of those paranoid symptoms, but it does get better if you treat it properly pretty quick. If you just leave it to his own devices. I mean, they'll always be kind of – they'll be looking over their shoulder for a couple months. You know, they'll kind of be a little paranoid, but the erratic stuff should settle down very fast.
Okay. Oh, boy. Good luck to you, Tim.
Yeah. That's a rough situation.
Thank you.
And she needs a therapist, not just somebody to prescribe meds. She needs a therapist to get on this.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like, Drew, with all the pharmaceuticals and all of the virtuals and the videos and all of the screens and all the information, and I know I'm a little bit of a broken record here, but I just think it is flying in the face of all things human.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have no idea what we're getting into.
Well, dude.
And it is going to affect everybody.
It already is.
And it is everyone's job to get barefoot and to go walk on some grass or some dirt or to get out or to move or to take an axe and start swinging at a tree stump, like just because. Like, you are going to have to fight this with that.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to literally treat it as if you're under attack, and you're under attack with information and images and imagery and screens and things with your name on it that are popping up in front of you constantly. And you're going to have to just shut the phone, take a walk, play some music, dance, you know, go out and build something in the garage. Like, you are going to have to physically fight this. And if you're just kind of floating, just sort of passively hanging, like just saying which way the wind blows, you're going to get sucked into this. And then you're going to get unhappy really quick.
Yeah, I could not agree more. But as right. as it pertains to the medication, you know, that's some of the reasons I got so much behind TheraWorks, because the medications we were having to use were just driving me crazy. They were dangerous. So that's why I got behind TheraWorks. Nice. So it's a foam. You put it on. It relieves cramps and soreness. And with daily use, it can prevent muscle cramps before they start. So if you don't have nocturnal cramps, if you're – this is more in older patients that have this problem – it is a health issue, and it can be extremely disturbing to them. Younger people can sometimes get into situations where they can't exercise because of crampiness, and now no medicine, just a foam, takes care of it, changes the blood supply, takes a few minutes to apply, absorbs quickly, it works. I've been talking about TheraWorks Relief for a while. Use it as a holiday gift perhaps, whatever you think, but I'm telling you, the people I've given it to, family and friends, they end up giving it to other people, because if you suffer from this stuff, you are greatly relieved and want to share it with everyone else. Get TheraWorks Relief today at Walmart, CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Also, talk to your pharmacist. They tend to be as enthused as I am, because we've dealt for years having to give medication. Some of it's dangerous. We're just talking about all this problems people are getting into with medication. This avoids that. You can learn more at TheraWorksRelief.com.
All right. You can check out a live pod with me and Rob Riggle and the whole crew. That's Anaheim Grove. That's November 30th, Friday. Say hi to that. We got a cruise coming up next year. We got all sorts of movies on chassis. We got cool merch with logo stuff on it. Go to amcarolla.com and check it all out. Drew?
Go to drdrew.com. Check the family pods there. And as I said, the Narcissism series, the Open series, and that'll be available as an audiobook soon.
So, till next time, I'm Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This is Carolla Digital.
Yeah, Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. You can watch over 100 channels, thousands of movies, on demand. Well, it's free. It's completely free. Normally when you hear on demand, you go, how much? No, not with Pluto TV. They never ask for a credit card. It's all legal. Just go log on and get it done. The time I'm doing this, you could have Pluto TV, download Pluto TV for free and do it on your Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, your phone, whatever. And check out Chassis, Chassy, our channel, available now on Pluto TV. Stick around for the AP News.